Catholicism is the true religion. And I don't just mean it's the truest form of Christianity. That's easy enough to see for anyone who actually reads the Bible, rather than letting someone else tell them what the Bible says, takes an objective look at history, and reads some of the early church fathers. And proving this point has been the objective of this channel so far. What I'm saying is Catholicism is the true religion, and all other religions are false, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. The reason I can confidently say this is because no other religion has the proofs that Catholicism has. Verifiable events and artifacts that don't just point to Catholicism, but scream Catholicism. In fact, like the parting of the Red Sea, they are here to show the world who the real God is and what the true religion is. There are far too many of these proofs to include in one video, so I've picked a few to show and perhaps inspire you to investigate further. Because the truth is out there for anyone who wants to know. These are miracles, events, and artifacts that are proven through the scientific and historical methods and cannot be relegated to mere folklore. On February 11, 1858, the Virgin Mary began appearing to Bernadette Subaru. On one occasion, Mary asked her to dig in the ground, revealing a stream that soon became the focal point of pilgrimages. Although it was muddy at first, the stream became increasingly clean. This water was given to medical patients of all kinds, and many reports of miraculous cures followed. Seven of these cures were confirmed as lacking any medical explanations by Professor Verges in 1860. Over 1,000 people have claimed to have been cured by the waters at Lourdes, but the Catholic Church will only accept the claims that are verified to have no medical explanation by agnostic and even atheistic doctors. To date, that number is 70. The Catholic Church teaches that the bread and wine used for the Eucharist, or communion, becomes the actual body and blood of Christ at consecration. This is called transubstantiation. Even though the bread and wine are actually the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, human perception says it's still bread and wine, so faith is required. Sometimes that faith is hard to come by, even for the very priests who perform the consecration. To show the Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation to be true, Christ has, on rare occasions, caused the bread to bleed or turn partially or even totally into human flesh. In the 8th century, a priest in Lenciano, Italy, was experiencing doubts about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. When he said the words of consecration, "This is my body, this is my blood," the bread and wine transformed into real human flesh and blood. The flesh is still preserved to this day. Professor of anatomy Eduardo Linoli conducted a scientific analysis of the flesh in 1971 and concluded that the flesh was cardiac tissue. The blood appeared to be fresh blood, as opposed to blood that was 1,200 years old, and there was no trace of preservatives. This miracle of God didn't just happen in the Middle Ages. On August 15, 1996, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, a local priest of the parish of Santa Maria found a discarded host on the ground in the church after Mass. Following standard procedure, he placed the recovered host into a bowl of water in the tabernacle to dissolve. A week later, when it was moved into a new tabernacle, a reddish substance was discovered. Permission was given by Archbishop Jorge Bergoglio, the future Pope Francis, to test the sample. Professor Frederick Zugibe of Columbia University in New York, an expert in forensic medicine of the heart, received the sample without disclosure of the source. Professor Zugibe identified the presence of intact white blood cells when it was brought into the laboratory, indicative of a living person. He confirmed that the sample was the AB blood type, like at Luciano, was from the upper left ventricle of the myocardium. He also found markers indicative of trauma in the chest and that the patient could not breathe for lack of oxygen. Eucharistic miracles have also occurred in Betonia, Venezuela, 1991, Textola, Mexico, 2006, Sokolka, Poland, 2008, Legnica, Poland, 2013, all analyzed by independent labs without disclosing what they were studying, just being asked to tell us what it is, always with the same results. Human tissue is found to be heart muscle. The blood type is AB, which also happens to be the same blood type found on the Shroud of Turin. The Virgin Mary appeared to Juan Diego, an Aztec convert to Christianity, on December 9, 1531. During this apparition, she requested a shrine be built to her on the spot where she appeared. However, the bishop demanded a sign before he would approve construction of a church. Mary then appeared a second time to Juan Diego and ordered him to collect roses. Juan Diego went back to the bishop, opened his cloak, letting dozens of roses fall to the floor, and revealing the image of Mary imprinted on the inside of the cloak. This image was shown to the native Aztecs, who converted by the millions upon seeing it. It is now venerated in the Basilica of Guadalupe in Mexico City. The image has lasted for over 500 years with no sign of decay or fading, even though the cactus fibers it is made from should only last about 20 years. A copy was made with the same cactus fibers using modern preservation methods, but that tilma still only lasted a few decades. A bomb was detonated under it, acid was accidentally spilled on it, yet no damage was done to it. The image cannot be accurately reproduced, though many attempts have been made. It has undergone scientific testing which found no brush strokes and no natural or animal mineral colorings or paint are found on the image, meaning it wasn't made by any known human method. The eyes on the image have the refractory characteristics of human eyes. Mary's eyes, when examined through a microscope, reflect the images of the witnesses present at the tilma's unveiling, including Juan Diego and the bishop. Colombia, 1754, a woman named Maria was walking with her deaf and mute daughter, Rosa, when a storm broke out. Maria and her daughter took shelter in the rocky cliffs of a canyon. The little girl spoke for the first time, saying she saw a beautiful woman who was calling to her. Maria did not see or hear the woman, but was amazed that her daughter was speaking. A few days later, Rosa disappeared. Her mother decided to check the rocky canyon, where she found the little girl playing with a little child whose mother stood nearby. It was an apparition of the Virgin Mary and the child Jesus. Maria and her daughter decided to keep this event secret, but would frequently return to the rocks to pray and ask Our Lady for her intercession. A few months later, Rosa suddenly fell ill and died. Maria took her deceased daughter to the rocks to ask Our Lady to intercede with her divine son to bring Rosa back to life. Miraculously, Rosa came back to life. When Maria returned to the village and the people saw that Rosa was alive, they wanted to see the place where the miracle had happened. The villagers followed Maria and Rosa to the rocks. While they were there, they saw a beautiful image of Our Lady on the rocks. Neither Maria nor Rosa had seen the image there before. The image is of Our Lady holding the child Jesus and handing St. Dominic a rosary. The child Jesus is handing a friar's cord to St. Francis of Assisi. You're seeing the image right now. After investigating, scientists determined that the scene was not a painting. The image is miraculously part of the rock itself. Geologists bored core samples and discovered that there is no paint, dye, or pigment on the surface of the rock. The colors of the image are the colors of the rock itself and extend several feet deep inside the rock. The only thing man-made are the crowns above the heads of Jesus and Mary that were added later. Fatima, Portugal, 1917. The Virgin Mary began appearing to three local children. Among other things, she showed them hell, saying many people go there, and that to save souls, God wished to establish in the world devotion to her Immaculate Heart. The children asked for a miracle so people would believe them. Our Lady told them that she would perform a miracle on October 13th. An estimated 70,000 people came to witness the miracle, including many skeptics, government officials, and reporters from the secular Masonic anti-Catholic newspaper, O Seculo, who could not wait to report that nothing had happened. It was raining very heavily when suddenly it stopped. The clouds parted and the sun began to spin and give off all the colors of the rainbow. Then it began to, quote, dance in the sky. Then it started plunging toward the earth. Everyone thought it was the end of the world. They began to scatter, plead for mercy, and confessing their sins. When it was over, the sun moved back into its normal position and color, and the ground and everyone's clothes were completely dry. Several thousand witnesses saw this event as far as 20 miles away. The skeptical O Seculo reporter reported these events in the newspaper, refusing to recant despite harsh criticism and pressure to change his story. As you can see, these miracles are verified through the scientific and historical methods. To deny them is just intellectually dishonest. nor can they be dismissed as the activity of the devil. They are beyond preternatural abilities. The devil cannot change the laws of physics, such as what happened at Fatima. He cannot cure, like what happened in Lourdes, and he cannot change the colors of the rocks, like what happened at Los Lajas, for he did not make the rocks. He cannot create. Only God can do that. These are just a few of the many verifiable miracles that prove Catholicism. No other religion in the world has the verifiable evidence that Catholicism does. Until my next video, God bless.